Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Monday, the day before the election day, and nice to have you with us. Yes, if you're just joining us, this is Pensacola Right Now. I'm Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you, and a lot of interesting things to cover today, but one thing I want to make note, if you're a Saints fan, need to be around with me at 4:35 today. As you may know or may not know, Dennis Allen is no longer the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. We will have an exclusive interview from Channel 8, WVUE, Fox affiliate over there, kind of bringing us up to speed in terms of what actually went down, who's going to be taking DA's place. But also we're going to hear from, we call him the Honey Badger, but Tyrann Mathieu, number 32, will also be speaking. But let me tell you, what you're going to hear from Tyrann is something you don't usually hear from football players. And that's making the excuse that they say, he's saying football players make too much money.
Yeah.
The product needs to be better for the New Orleans fans. You're going to hear the Honey Badger talking about that. That will be coming up at 4:35 on Pensacola Right Now, so don't miss that.
And you even said he's a local New Orleans guy,
yeah,
played college ball at LSU, so he knows that it's more than just, oh, that football team in Louisiana.
And, you know, that was one of the things when he was playing with LSU, and then he got drafted. He really wanted to play for the Saints, but just wasn't in the cards.
Right.
And then when he got his opportunity, he says, you know, I'm going to dedicate my life to helping the community of New Orleans because I'm in a position to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're going to hear from the Honey Badger, and he's not a happy camper. Not because of DA being fired, but because of the product that they're putting out of the field.
Yeah.
It's lousy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely lousy.
Seven straight losses.
Yeah, it's just an embarrassment. Two wins, bam, and then it goes.
Oh, my goodness. All righty. And, of course, I think Chris was the first thing you said. This is the Monday before Election Tuesday. Kamala Harris.
I'm so glad.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump blitzing key battleground states as their 2024 campaigns wrap up. Trump with four rallies in three states, two in Pennsylvania, one in North Carolina, one in Michigan. Vice President Harris, meanwhile, five Pennsylvania rallies, culminating with an event in Philadelphia with Oprah Winfrey. And, of course, Pennsylvania's 19 electoral votes. That's the key prize among the seven all-important swing states.
Okay, there was also a great Sunday out at Ashton-Brosnahan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Soccer was absolutely incredible out there. We'll go over the results in a few minutes with you. I'll have all the results from the ladies' SEC Women's Championship over at Ashton. And a few surprises, but your team, I see, fared pretty well.
Oh, Tennessee?
Tennessee won. Down to Kentucky. One zip. We'll talk about all these scores. Coming up in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3.
And Israel is withdrawing from a decades-long agreement with UNRWA, the main aid agency for Palestinian refugees. Israel says that the agency has been infiltrated by Hamas, and it notified the United Nations today that it was backing out of the 1967 deal after passing two laws drastically limiting the UN agency's operations in Israel, the Gaza Strip, and the West Bank. The letter sent to UN officials said that Israel is still prepared to work with international partners to deliver humanitarian aid to Palestinians in Gaza, though.
Okay, we need to talk about this. Florida Senator Rick Scott looking to defend his Senate seat from Democratic challenger Debbie Mucarcel Powell in tomorrow's election. Fox's Steve Harrigan has more from Naples, Florida.
Rick Scott said in every major race he's won, they told him he was going to lose beforehand. He said that's very different this time, and in part because of early voting. 8 million Floridians have already voted out of 13 million. That's about 57%. And Rick Scott says is even in Democratic stronghold areas like Miami-Dade and South Florida, Republicans are outperforming Democrats. There's two ballot initiatives which could make things a little bit interesting come election night. One is an abortion ban. Florida has a strict one, just 6 weeks. There's an amendment to change that to roughly 24 weeks. The second would be recreational marijuana, legalizing it.
Okay, let me just set the record here straight for you. Here is the platform and where we are right now going in to the election tomorrow. Early voting ended over the weekend, of course, with more than 8 million residents voting. So far, most voters have been Republicans who have turned out in massive numbers. More than 3.5 million registered Republicans voted. compared to nearly 2.5 million Democrats and more than 1.5 million independent voters. That is just under 58% of nearly 14 million registered voters eligible for tomorrow's election. In the 2020 election, by the way, nearly 80% of the Floridians who voted did so before Election Day. What a change in just the whole appeal to voting, the process of voting.
Well, and I think some people are just thinking, man, the sooner I get this over with, the better. Because it is. It's a hectic process, especially on the day of. Early in the morning, people are going to be crowding those lines like crazy.
I voted.
I did not. I've got to vote tomorrow.
I voted. It's a done deal.
We got two different tales to share once this process is over. Just about 4:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Marine Max Pensacola. Wanting to remind you about their boat and yacht show happening Saturday, November 9th, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. at 1901 Cypress Street. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups here and there on I-10, Pine Forest Road, Gulf Breeze Parkway, the usual spots, but not as severe as you would normally expect it to be. As for the weather, it's 77 degrees in Pensacola, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, we do have a slight chance of showers throughout the day, about 20-30% chance, high of 80 degrees, low of 70.
Okay, let me just kind of focus in a little bit. Take that snapshot of the local voting area as of this morning. We tapped into Robert and Tappy here to get these numbers for you. Breakdown of early votes in Escambia County, 59,569 Republicans, 33,919 Democrats, 17,550 independent voters. Now, Tappy tells us, of course, she's the supervisor of elections in Santa Rosa County. Tappy Villain reports 55,261 Republicans voting, 12,748 Democrats, and 12,489 independent voters. Would you look at that? There's less than 300 voters different from Democrats to independent voters.
Really?
Less than 300.
Wow.
Getting close.
And you were talking about how good the SEC soccer tournament, show outs were this weekend. Well, that wasn't the only event that was booming. The Blue Angels homecoming air show drew huge crowds to NAS Pensacola over the weekend. Of course, both the Angels and the Thunderbirds took to the sky. On Friday, the air show drew a crowd of more than 120,000 people, and Saturday's drew in an even bigger one of more than 180,000.
Okay, I don't want you to get too squirrely here over these recent things you're seeing flipping up on a lot of TV and networks about the storm on the Gulf of Mexico. Let me just lay the groundwork for you as of right now. We're not projecting or anything. We're going to let you know exactly what's happening. Invest 97L getting some attention today. The system is tracking across western Cuba this afternoon, moving into the southeastern Gulf by Wednesday as a tropical storm. Environmental conditions will play a key role in determining the storm's forward motion. Did you hear the key operative word there? Environmental conditions.
Yes.
Steering currents. They still don't know this thing. So when you see these spaghetti things all over you can say, oh, okay, you buy into that. I'm not ready to buy into it.
Right.
And you should not be either. Uncertainty as to where the system will track will be better defined in just a couple of days. So in other words, cool your jets, sit back, and have a great Monday night.
There you go.
No worries, mate.
Also going on in the state of Florida here, Palm Beach County Police increasing security measures ahead of Election Day, and this is because former President Trump will host his own watch party tomorrow night right in front of it's a convention center, West Palm Beach Police, the Sheriff's Office, Homeland Security, so on and so forth, working together to keep everyone safe at the event, and drivers can expect road closures. And Sheriff Rick Bradshaw says that there will be designated areas for supporters and demonstrators. Man, so Trump's just going to have a whole shindig, apparently.
So now he's calling his backyard a civic center.
Well, a convention center is where apparently this is going to be taking place, and they're installing barricades and so on.
Oh, something else has happened. My favorite time of year, Foo Foo Fest in town.
Yep.
Continuing through November 11th, different venues all over and across the area. It is days of theater, music, film, visual arts. I bring this to your attention because there is an event tonight at 5:30. STEM leaders from Sri Lanka, Mexico, Malaysia, Latvia, India, and Canada are going to be highlighting their work, which ranges from electronic cybernetics engineering to promoting STEM education for young ladies. This is very interesting, parents. The event is free, open to the public. Where is it going to be held? Pensacola Mess Hall. It's over at 418 Wright Street.
All righty. 419 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, though, we do have a very interesting situation. Of course, daylight savings time had that switch over the weekend. And we can talk about the toll that that'll take on your pets and why. Details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hello, Milton voters. My name is Ashley Fretwell, and I am running for Milton City Council. I am a graduate of Milton High School and hold a bachelor's degree in nursing from the University of Alabama. With over 15 years in the medical field, I have learned what it means to be a leader, not a follower. Our council needs fresh ideas, integrity, and transparency. On Tuesday, November 5th, I ask that you vote for me, Ashley Fretwell, for a competent, caring, and committed Milton City Council.
Paid and approved by Ashley Fretwell, candidate for Milton City Council, Ward 4, Seat 1.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
This November, we have a choice. We can keep the same old politics of division and distraction, or we can choose leadership we can trust. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm running for Congress to bring us together and focus on what truly matters: our economy, access to health care, and protecting our rights. I won't be distracted by headlines and scandals. I'll be working for you every day. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's build a community that works for all of us.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I want to run through the halls of the high school. I wanna scream at the top of my lungs. I just found out there's no
4 News Radio 92.3. It is going to be another really nice night here. I just wanted to bring this to your attention. Didn't you just mention a minute ago that we have a slight chance of rain coming in tomorrow?
Yeah, about 20-30%.
Okay, this still you still need to be aware of this. Dry conditions are creating an immediate fire and outdoor burning danger. We haven't really got any precept to talk about yet. Maybe it's coming. The Florida Forestry Service says it is time to be cautious as drought conditions are now common. Experts are keeping an eye on things to determine if an advisory needs to be issued. And what did you say the name of Invest97L is now?
The name that I've seen in a texter dropped in saying was Raphael.
Hey, thanks, texter. We appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely.
Got your ears on there for us. We do appreciate it. Raphael, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the Ninja Turtles.
All right.
All righty. 425 on the
one
news
of the what?
Here. The Ninja Turtles. Raphael, Donatello, Michelangelo, and I'll think of the other one later.
Fred Simpson.
425. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Not too much going on the roads right now, so I won't waste your time. Do have some congestion into typical spots, Gulf Breeze Parkway, Highway 90, so on and so forth, but it's nothing you wouldn't expect at this hour. As for the weather, it's 77 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, got those slight chances of rain that Chris and I just mentioned. High of 80, low of 70.
Okay, it's been crickets from Nikki Haley's camp. Haven't heard much from her. I know she's she's done a few appearances, but she did say when she, I guess a couple of months ago, she was going to be behind Donald. She was going to go out there and do this. Well, one final push for former President Trump from Nikki Haley, who was one of his fierce opponents in the primary, is happening. Fox's CJ Papa has the report.
The message from Nikki Haley targeting voters on the fence about filling in the circle next to former President Trump's name on their ballot, writing in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. This election isn't a referendum on him. It's a choice between him and Kamala Harris. Adding, to put aside Trump's excesses and see him as she does as the better choice. The former South Carolina governor said he isn't perfect, but disagrees with Vice President Harris nearly all of the time. The former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations described her decision as an easy call while hammering the Biden-Harris administration on frustrating inflation, the soaring national debt, and poor national security. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All righty. Also hinted at this before the break regarding your pooch. For your pet, standard time doesn't feel so standard. Anytime you're a creature of habit, changes to routine can rattle your sense of well-being, including dogs. Veterinarians say that dogs are extra sensitive to our two time changes, and their rhythm is synced to sunrise and sunset. Now, bedtime, mealtime, walk time are all at different times, so your pup might show signs of anxiety, such as pacing, whining, more clingy than usual.
Biting master's hand when trying to feed him.
Yeah, that may be unrelated, but it could happen. Vets say try to introduce the time change gradually, which means that you may have to rise earlier than normal and offer your pet some extra TLC.
Oh, yeah, you see, I did the cardinal sin. I was feeding Missy, that she's one of my silky terriers, and I put my hand down there with the bowl, and she's young, she's starving, and she's yapping down, and I have a Band-Aid to prove that.
Yeah, she's like, Dad, you're an hour late to feeding me.
I got this guy covered. Let me see. You're late 15 more minutes, I'll get the other hand. Okay, Austin, listen, a new report suggesting it's still difficult for first-time home buyers to close a deal. You know, by golly, we've been giving you these numbers and continue to do so, these mortgage numbers from Freddie Mac. I got the new numbers. Let me give them to you while we're just talking about this real quick. Freddie Mac mortgage rates increased for the fifth consecutive week. Freddie Mac reporting benchmark 30-year fixed 6.72. It's starting to get up there. Latest reading on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage 5.99. Jenny Casola has more on this report.
The National Association of Realtors says the share of homes sold to first-time buyers slumped to a 43-year low over the past year. The Realtors group cites as the reason home prices at new highs and the 30-year mortgage rate remaining mostly above 7%. Its profile of home buyers and sellers looked at transactions from July of 2023 to June of this year. Despite pent-up demand, the share of first-time home buyers in that period declined to 24%, the lowest point since the group began collecting data in 1981. The median price of a home rose 3% to $404,500. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Ginny's absolutely right here. If you were listening to her closely, she said it's above like that 7% level. Freddie Mac's trending a little bit lower, but if you go to Mortgage Daily News, they are trending above 7%.
Yeah.
So do your homework before you jump into that that arena, but there are difference in numbers, so make sure you investigate that.
And just a bit of a preamble to our sports segment here, because it is relevant to the state of Florida. A professional soccer match coming to Hillsborough County next year. The Tampa Bay Sports Commission says that Orlando City Soccer Club and Inter Miami CF are set to play, you would think that would be FC, are set to play at Raymond James Stadium on February 15th. Players will compete in the preseason edition of the Florida Derby, marking the first Major League Soccer game hosted at the venue in more than two decades. And one of the biggest superstars to participate will be Lionel Messi. Presale tickets will be available for fans who register online starting Wednesday, November 13th.
That's a big soccer draw, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. He's a pretty well-known guy, I'd say.
Yeah, he's
just a tad.
Just a little bit. He plays for Miami, doesn't he?
I think he does. I believe so.
Oh, yes, we're all up on this soccer, aren't we?
Yeah. Can't you tell how much I know about it?
We know more about the women's soccer than we do about the men's at this point because we have dedicated all of our due diligence into the SEC soccer championships going on right now. Today's an off day, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, they play tomorrow. And we're going to talk about that coming up in less than 5 or 6 minutes. Not only Saints information, but SEC soccer information minutes away on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Graham. Vice President Harris asking her supporters to reach out to their neighbors in an effort to get more voters to the ballot box ahead of tomorrow's election.
Over these next 24 hours, let's enjoy this moment to knock on a neighbor's door and in their face, even if we've not met them, know that we have a lot that we care about in common.
Speaking in Pittsburgh, one of her 5 scheduled stops today in Pennsylvania, the largest of the 7 swing states. Former President Trump also making several campaign stops today, including in Pennsylvania.
One day, you gotta show up. I don't want any money. I don't want anything. Just show up and bring your vote. And if you have somebody else that got a little lazy, bring that person to...
Speaking in Reading, also planning a later event in Battleground, Michigan. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Trump Media shares rapidly shot up as much as 16% today. Shares were down as much as 8% pre-market, and shares had hovered around even in the session's opening hours. Many analysts see shares as a proxy for pro-Trump retail investors to back the Republican nominee or bet on the presidential election. Former President Donald Trump owns nearly 57% of Trump Media. On Wall Street, stocks finished the first session of the week lower, with the Dow dropping 257. The S&P 500 was off 16, and the Nasdaq tumbled nearly 60 points. The average age of home buyers in the U.S. has gone up 6 years since July 2023. The National Association of Realtors says it's yet another sign that younger Americans are being priced out of the market. The average age of home buyers has now risen to 56. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. James Franklin is 1-10 against Ohio State, 1-14 against top 5 teams, 3-18 against top 10 teams, 13-27 against ranked opponents. Franklin is a good coach, winning 70% of his games at Penn State, but he's far away from becoming a great coach because he can't win a big game. So if Penn State fans are just fine with being good, you keep him as the head coach of Participation State University, but if you want to be a great program once again, you need to move on. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing it. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line, 1-800-244-5506. Tampa Bay, Kansas City tonight is going to be a monster game, and I've got the side and total. Tampa Bay, Kansas City, confirmed analysis, college and pro hoops, plus special prop action. That's 5 big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to sweep the board. Call now, hear him for free on recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. call 1-800-244-5506. You want information? I've got it. Tampa Bay, Kansas City, plus hoops and special prop action. I love to go 5-0 of the season free. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hi, I'm Larry McKee, and I'm running for Milton City Council in Ward 2. I'm a 10-year Navy veteran, retired maintenance manager for the Postal Service, and currently driving a school bus for Milton Schools. I believe in a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. As your next city councilman, I will bring an open mind, willing to listen to opposing opinions instead of only wishing to hear from those supporting the status quo. I'm Larry McKee, and I'm asking for your vote for Milton City Council. Remember, McKee is the key to Milton's future.
Paid for and approved by Larry McKee, Milton City Council, Ward 2, C2.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
I'm Lisa Newell, and I'm running for Florida Senate against the recycled candidate Don Gates, who doesn't even live in our district. As a business owner for over 23 years, I'm fed up with the waste, corruption, and insider deals in Tallahassee. I'm running to fund public schools, increase teacher pay, promote smart growth that protects our environment, and reduces the property insurance rates that are crushing Floridians. Send the Gates is packing, and elect someone who actually cares about Northwest Florida. On or before November the 5th, vote Lisa Newell.
Paid for and approved by Lisa Newell, Democrat for Florida Senate, District 1.
Hartley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Orange Man Bad.
Yes.
Orange Man Hitler.
That line has completely lost its punch, hasn't it?
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
It seems like it has. I mean, I still think it freaks people out on the left. And as you pointed out yesterday, David, this guy's been sitting on this information for more than 5 years.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I wonder how you're feeling. There's ringing in my ears. And no one to relate to.
News Radio 92.3, Peter Frampton, I'm in you. And let me tell you, back in 1976, when that album was released, it stayed at number one for like 52 weeks. They battled it out with Fleetwood Mac's White Album.
Yeah. Anyway,
can remember this so plainly with Peter Frampton, but what a great track. You're on your game today.
Well, it was a joke on Family Guy.
Oh,
where,
it was?
Yeah, well, he's like, Peter Griffin says to somebody, he's like, you know what else is crazy? Frampton Comes Alive, 1976. Yeah. Can you name one person that didn't have that album? That's crazy. Anyway, see you later. He said something like that.
He's right. He's absolutely right.
Yeah, it's a, as you said, great song.
Okay. You're giving away some pretty good weather here. I know Ray Palmer, president, CEO of Pensacola Sports, all over this. What a job this guy did. He's kind of organizing this SEC women's soccer tournament here in Pensacola this week. 12 nationally ranked soccer teams competing for the conference title through Sunday. Let me tell you, this Ashton Brosnahan is alive. I mean, it's so much energy at that field today. Tickets are now on sale again, PensacolaSports.org. Let me give you the game and what happened on Sunday afternoon. Like I said, there's a bye week today. They're still practicing, but there is a bye week or a bye day today. Game starts again tomorrow. Here's your Sunday results. Number 7, Georgia over number 10, Texas A&M. Number 11, LSU, 2-1 over number 6, Auburn. It was number 9, Tennessee, 1 zip over number 8, Kentucky. And number 12, Alabama. That was the nightcap. Big game. A lot of Crimson Tide folks there for that one.
Ooh.
Taking out number 5, Vandy, 2-1. So that's what's happened. And this is the way it's going to play out tomorrow on Election Day. Number 7, Georgia takes on number 2, Arkansas. 11:30 start game. Number 11, LSU takes on number 3, Texas at 2. Number 9, Tennessee takes on number 1, Mississippi State. That's a game you have to be aware of right there.
Yeah.
And number 12, Alabama taking on number 4, South Carolina. Mm. That's what's happening over at Ashton Brosnahan. Now, Let me get to the earthquake part here about in sports. Wow, this was dropped this morning. New Orleans Saints terminated head coach Dennis Allen today. Fox 8 WVUE in New Orleans broke the news earlier this morning.
Yeah, guys, Dennis Allen is no longer the head football coach of the New Orleans Saints. Decision made this morning after their 7th straight loss, their latest one to the lowly Carolina Panthers, who had the worst record in football until Sunday. Allen finishes his 2.5-year tenure with an 18-25 record as head coach. Remember, this season started off with a bang after 2 dominant wins, but they have not won a game since. On Sunday, apparently enough was finally enough, and the team parted ways with Dennis Allen. In a statement, Allen thanked the organization, thanked Mickey Loomis, and thanked team owner Gail Benson and the fan base. A tough day for Dennis Allen. He's been with this organization really off and on since 2006. Special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi now takes over as the team's interim head coach. Live from Metairie with the Saints, I'm Sean Fazan for Fox 8 Local First.
Okay, New Orleans native and Saints player Tyrann Mathieu, a.k.a. the Honey Badger, says he feels really for the fans.
Man, this city doesn't have a whole lot to offer, this state, and I think sports is a big deal. You know, I think people, work hard all week. They slave, they minimum wage, just to get the Sunday to see us and for that to kind of be the highlight, of the week. And I tell that story all the time as a kid growing up, right? Get through the whole week and then we was always looking forward to Sunday because we knew the Saints was playing and we knew we could go get some food. Like somebody in the neighborhood was watching the game. They was throwing like a Saints party. And so I can absolutely feel, their frustration. We make a lot of money, man, playing the game. Those people, man, they work hard to be a part of it, to buy tickets and to buy jerseys and, just be invested in us, right? And so when we win, we all feel good. And I think when we lose, we all feel bad. And that goes for our fans too. And, it just hasn't been, really the product that they've kind of been used to. Yeah, man, I mean, this is kind of like a part of the story that, you want to make sure that, you finish it the right way, you do it the right way. But yeah, I can totally understand people's frustration. Like we look forward to the Saints brightening our week. We look forward to LSU, brightening our week. And we totally, just dropped the ball, in that regard.
Well, and the fans over there have to stomach the fact that they have the highest priced beer in the NFL, $18.
Right.
For a market like New Orleans, it's not right.
No.
They just don't have the money.
And it may not be comparable as far as caliber of season and demographic, but we heard a similar complaint about the White Sox when they were having their historically bad season this last MLB year, and it showed just how empty their stands were. And someone even said, you got to at least drop the prices on concessions. Nobody wants to pay for that stuff anyway. If your team stinks, they're really not going to see an incentive to buy that stuff.
Listen, I'm on the same page with you. Hey, there's another tournament going on just within minutes of Pensacola, Sunbelt Conference for the third consecutive year. They have actually returned to the Foley Arena this week. The Women's Soccer Championship returns tomorrow. It's November 4th through actually tomorrow, November 5th through Saturday, November 9th. They're doing the soccer championships over there with an 18 direct elimination bracket, and the SBC's top 10 volleyball teams also in action from November 21st through November 24th. There is a plethora of activity when you talk sports going across Northwest Florida and South Alabama.
Yes, and you know, if you're thinking, oh man, well, the women's soccer, they don't play tonight. That's a bummer. Well, don't worry. We still got sports for you. The Chiefs and Buccaneers on Monday Night Football, that will get underway at 7:15 on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. And all NBA teams will be in action tonight because no games for them are scheduled on Election Day. So slate of games gets underway at 6.
I would certainly like for somebody to do a chart on how many times the Kansas City Chiefs have played on a Thursday night game, a Sunday night game, or a Monday night game.
They just need a stage of their own, Chris.
They really do. It's just like it's Taylor Swift show.
All righty. 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Luckily, not too much going on. Got some backups here and there on Highway 90 and Gulf Breeze Parkway, but it's where you would typically expect them this time every afternoon. Nothing standing out. No accidents from what we can see. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, got about a 20-30% chance of showers bleeding into your Tuesday. High of 80, low of 70.
I would venture to say, if you're going to go out and vote tomorrow, don't worry about the rain. It's not going to be a real major factor.
Right.
If it happens, bring along an umbrella with you.
Yeah.
You know the drill.
Better to be safe than sorry.
We went through it all summer long here. Okay, former President Trump releasing a new ad after Vice President Harris, she did a skit on Saturday Night Live. Did you happen to catch that appearance?
Yes, I was aware of that.
Okay, Fox's Ryan Schmelz has more on the report.
Hello to our great sports fans, and I hope you're having a fantastic time.
This ad, released by the Trump campaign during NBC's NASCAR coverage and during Sunday Night Football, where the former president claims if Vice President Harris is elected, there could be an economic depression.
Kamala and her friends broke it. I'll fix it.
This comes after Brendan Carter, the top Republican on the FCC, criticized NBC for allowing the vice president to appear on Saturday Night Live ahead of Election Day without offering equal time to former President Trump. NBC has not commented. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
You know, it's funny that you brought up the Kamala ad regarding her, or not ad, her skit regarding SNL, because apparently we got a bit of a controversy here. So here's the deal. A commissioner of the FCC took to X to air his grievance with Kamala Harris's appearance on the show. Brendan Carr, he's the commissioner, he posted that Harris's appearance violates equal time rules that regulate political programming. He called the appearance biased and partisan conduct. And meanwhile, of course, you know, the FCC guidelines read that equal opportunities generally means providing comparable time and placement to opposing candidates. So Trump wasn't in some mildly humorous sketch. Therefore, we've got a controversy on our hands.
There you go.
Quite a scandal.
Okay. I must be honest with you. I did not watch Saturday Night Live. I was watching the new Hallmark movie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're really festive right now.
I probably did about 7 movies this weekend.
I really did. Really?
Yeah, Hallmark movies. This is my time of year. Don't get on my time of year.
Yeah.
This is it, man. I love this stuff.
Oh, me too.
Ice Flyers posted mixed results. We got to talk about the local team here. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Ice Flyers posted mixed results while on the road this past weekend. Friday, Pensacola started the weekend great. 3-1 over Roanoke. That's the Friday night game. Saturday, anything started going downhill. Roanoke 7, Pensacola 2. And then Sunday, Fayetteville 4, Pensacola 3. That was in overtime. Next Pensacola home appearance, Saturday, November 9th, against Knoxville in the Bay Center. We'll see you over there.
All righty. Wall Street, of course, closing lower ahead of Election Day. Always give you your stock numbers every hour. At their closing bell, Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 257 points to 41,794. The S&P 500 lost 16 points to 57,12. And the NASDAQ slipped 60 points to 18,180.
You know, living in New Orleans, I had a chance to work with the Toulouse Theater there. I think I told you I did an off-Broadway play,
Smokey Robinson?
Tribute to Marvin Gaye. And I did that one on off-Broadway and did the voice of Smokey Robinson. So I like the theater a lot. And one of the guys that I really looked up to, and I had a chance to meet him with a music legend, Alan Toussaint, in New Orleans, who had C-Saint Studios, where McCartney recorded one of his albums over there, by the way. Well, Quincy Jones has died.
Yes.
He's bigger than life in terms of music. What a great musician. What a great composer. What a great humanitarian. Fox's Lillian Wu has more on Quincy.
Quincy Jones, winner of 28 Grammy Awards, collaborated with giants in the industry ranging from Frank Sinatra, who nicknamed him Q, to Ray Charles, Paul Simon, Aretha Franklin, Michael Jackson, and hundreds of others. Over his seven-decade career, producing hits like Jackson's Thriller album, as well as prize-winning film and TV scores, and the charity single We Are the World. Among his seven kids, daughter actress Rashida Jones. His publicist says Jones died Sunday night at his home in L.A., surrounded by family. He was 91. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Rashida Jones, I didn't know that. I don't think I knew that was his daughter. I will say, he could have been a total one-hit wonder, assuming he just made Thriller. Assuming he just produced that and never made anything else, he still would have been set for life.
We'll go back to the 60s with Mr. Jones. I mean, he goes way back.
Yeah.
His stuff really is so it's so immense what he actually – he's going to be missed. He was a genius.
Absolutely. 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Gen Z – That's my generation, 23 years old up in here. Gen Z turning down jobs because of what? The answer may shock you. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
This is Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House. I've served our country in the Army, served our community as an involved parent in our schools, and now as your state representative. All of these roles I've done because of my faith in our Lord and the following words, be a servant to others. I do find it rewarding working side by side with many area and state leaders and getting things accomplished for us. That's why I'm asking for you to vote Michelle Salzman so I can continue to serve you. Paid by Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Powers for Milton City Council, and I'm running for a better Milton, not one where the council members fight with the citizens and each other. A Milton that saves our Blackwater River by putting the wastewater plant in the right location and doesn't contaminate our drinking water with forever chemicals. A Milton that works with the state to relieve traffic problems. I want to see Milton grow and thrive and be a place where families come to raise their children. We can do better. Vote Tom Powers.
Paid for and approved by Tom Powers. Milton City Council, Ward 1, C2.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We'll be right back. News Radio 92.3 from Led Zeppelin 1. Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Good track, man.
So we've had John Mayer, Peter Frampton, and Led Zeppelin just in hour one.
You have really just totally blown me away this hour, I want to tell you. Hey, listen, folks, if you're just getting out of work, walking to the car, getting in the car, welcome to Pensacola right now. We do appreciate that, and we'll take you along for the ride. Coming up here, you know what used to be? The rocket launches from the Cape, whether it be the Cape Kennedy launcher, they're doing it out west too, they used to become routine. You know, and it was just, okay, there's going to be another rocket launch. But recently we've had some problems. As a matter of fact, a rocket launch on Sunday was scrubbed with just minutes before liftoff, and Fox's Ann Carrick is down at the Cape, has this report.
SpaceX scrubbed its planned rocket launch Sunday with nearly 2.5 minutes to go until liftoff. At 2:39 in the countdown, mission control could be heard over the broadcast.
Launch director on countdown one, hold. Standing down for helium stage one.
Minutes later, SpaceX confirmed it was canceling the launch. SpaceX was planning to launch 23 Starlink satellites into space from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. The next launch opportunity is Monday, late afternoon. The Space Coast has set a record for the most launches in the year, surpassing last year's number of rocket launches. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
All righty, and hinted at this. Well, you know what? No, let's get traffic and weather first, because all of a sudden I remember how to look at a clock. All right, so looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to have too much going on. Maybe some minor congestion here and there on Brent Lane. Maybe a little bit on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. But all of that's to be expected. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain with a high of 80 and a low of 70. This is what I hinted at before the break. Gen Z turning down jobs because of expensive commutes and rent. A new survey for the Prince's Trust annual NatWest Youth Index 2024. Among 16 to 25-year-olds in the United Kingdom shows that high prices have those just entering the workforce picky when accepting a new position. The report says that the cost of living is making young people feel hopeless and anxious about their future, taking a toll on their mental health, and dampening their career ambitions. 1 in 10 respondents who are unemployed said that they've turned down jobs over expensive uniforms, work clothes, transportation, rent, so on and so forth.
And blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Who cares? Said Chris.
What I'm saying is, I got two boys who grew up and got out of the house. You know what I'm saying? And they're doing just fine. They're out there doing the American dream, getting a job, paying the bills, doing all this stuff, and not just complaining. Just not complaining. I mean, they never came back. Well, you didn't park my car right, or what? You know? Okay. Good luck. But I got two good kids. I wanted to pass that on to you. Also passing on to you, there was a remember we talked last week about the snowfalls and traditions of when the first snow, and I said in Denver it always happened on Halloween night?
Yeah.
Look at this. Colorado, they got blizzards going on in through Denver.
Well, that's true,
I told you.
Pueblo, Colorado.
Well, that's just south down from Denver.
Yeah.
But they get that snow, and it's so strange. Around Halloween time or so, there it is. You can expect the white stuff. Guy that used to play on the series, Dawson's Creek. You lived and loved by it. I know that. Every week you sat in front of that TV, eating that popcorn, waiting for
James
Vanderbeek to come on. I guess his name was Dawson in that series?
If he was the lead, then yeah.
I guess it was. Anyway, terrible news about his health, and Fox's Michelle Polino has more on the report.
James Vanderbeek revealed he has been diagnosed with colorectal cancer. In a statement published in People magazine Sunday, Vanderbeek remained optimistic. The 47-year-old told the magazine, "I've been privately dealing with this diagnosis and have been taking steps to resolve it with the support of my incredible family." He added, "There's reason for optimism, and I'm feeling good." Colorectal cancer, or colon cancer, occurs when polyps develop on the inner lining of the colon, according to the Cleveland Clinic. If left untreated, the cancer can spread to other areas of the body. Colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. It typically affects people 50 years and older. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about having diverticulitis on this show. And one of the effects of that is it can greatly increase your risk of colorectal cancer, those polyps forming. So I don't know if he was just unlucky or if he's dealt with something like that. Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, anything like that can cause it.
Did you notice I didn't use the other performance that he starred in on that sitcom? I was telling you.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to share that.
I remember him from an episode of Law & Order SVU. He played like a killer or something. Well, he had like kidnapped a woman that he was stalking, like kidnapped her daughter. It was a whole thing.
Well, I think his prognosis is still good, right?
I mean,
oh yeah, he said he was feeling good, and it seems like as an actor, he's got a lot of range. We've learned that.
Okay, I got to talk about you. You forgot all about UWF in that game this weekend.
Oh my goodness! Well, it wasn't much to remember for their opponent.
You're absolutely right. This is one of those games you go, oh my, pass the beer, you know, just yeah. Pass me. No, pass me two or three beers. UWF has won five straight games, now 6-2 overall, 4-1 in GSC play. The Argos defeated Erskine 70-0 last weekend. We'll now face North Greenville Saturday, 2 o'clock. They're going to do it up on the Hill Pinair Field. Catch the Argos all season on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. And Will Kennedy is the voice you will hear carrying that game. He does a great job.
Yeah, he always gives UWF updates on Friday nights, and he'll have a good one next week.
All right. Go, Will Kennedy.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.